Greetings all in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, we come into your presence. We thank you for your love for us, for your care, for your protection. We thank you, Father, above all, for your word and for your Son, Jesus, revealed in that word. Now as we look at that word, Father, we ask you to open our hearts and our minds and our understanding by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to look at a few passages, one of them in Hebrews chapter 9, and starting at verse 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters into the holy place every year, the blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin for salvation. Now this is pretty heavy stuff, and I'd like to look in particular at verse 27. And if we go back into the Greek on this, the translation is, it is reserved to men, anthropoi, which is plural, referring to mankind, once to die, and after this, judgment. Now, in Greek there are two words for death. There is nekros, which is your physical rotting death, decomposition. There is also thanatos, which has the meaning of an eternal separation or extermination from God's presence. And in this verse, the word therefore die is comes from the Greek thanatos. It says apothenine, and it indicates to us that this passage refers not to physical death, but it is reserved for mankind to be separated eternally from God, to be exterminated from the presence of God. And why is this so? Because of Adam's sin. Now I'd like to look also at Romans 3 and verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now sure, we've probably heard that many times. And our understanding of sin, well, it may be murder or something like that. It may be lying. It may be theft. It may be idol worship. But if we go back into the Greek, the word for sin is hamartia, which comes straight from archery. It's a term in archery that means literally firing the arrow and missing the target. So all have sinned, all have fallen short of God's standard. We have all missed the target. Wow. There is no one righteous, not one person. And if we go over to Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, says the wages of sin is death. Yes, death. And once again, The word translated there as death is thanatos, which involves that eternal separation from the presence of God. So the wages of sin, the wages, the results of missing the target, is eternal separation from God. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, if we look at these three scriptures together, we see that there is a time of missing the target, and that's for all of us. And what we earn as a result of missing that target is eternal separation from the presence of God. And that is confirmed in this passage to the Hebrews. So it is appointed or reserved to mankind once to be permanently, indelibly separated from the presence of God. And Christ, when he died, actually was separated from the presence of his Father because of our sin. He took upon himself that punishment that was due for us. When God turned away his face from his Son, my God, why have you forsaken me? Was what Jesus cried out. And yet in that moment he knew also that the reason that God turned away his face and that thanatos came in was because of the sin of mankind. Now there's nothing we can do about this ourselves. We can't pick ourselves up by our shoelaces. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, but by me. He is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. And our responsibility is to identify with what he has done for us and to take that on board personally and say, Father God, I'm sorry, I repent of my sin. I've really stuffed up. And I can't do anything about it myself because the best that I can do is like filthy rags in your sight. All I can do is accept what Jesus Christ has done for me in shedding his blood for me, in taking your punishment for sin upon himself, so that I might be brought back from that position of eternal separation from your presence and brought back into your presence as an adopted son. Oh boy. That's what salvation is. That's what the love of God is. The verse that is probably best known by anyone throughout the world from the Bible is John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. And as I look at that verse, I see God loved, he gave, he took the initiative because we couldn't. He had to open the way back. We had opened the path away from God by sin. And God cannot bear looking at sin. That's why he turned away from Jesus when Jesus was on the cross. And when God turned his face, there was darkness on the face of the earth for about 3 hours. But Jesus opened the way for us back into the presence of God. And God took the initiative there himself because he loved us. And he still loves us. And he cares. But if we do not accept what Jesus has done for us, then there remains nothing except that eternal separation from the presence of God. What we have to do is come back. What we have to do is look at our situation and realize that we can't do anything by ourselves. We cannot get back into God's presence by ourselves. That can only be accomplished through Jesus. I'm going to ask Phil to play a song for us now. And if you know this song, I'd like you to sing along. And if you know it and you can't sing along in honesty, then don't sing it. But you examine yourself before God. Phil, over to you now.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that
come on.